the civil rights movement was heating up when I was about 13, and my father had been going south. And he came home from one of his trips, and he said, I want us to be involved as a family. As a family, we're going to have a family mission, and that mission is going to be around social change. Our first family march was the March on Washington. Then we started having jazz concerts at our home to raise money for the various aspects of the civil rights movement. So it is important to us. It is important because we felt his legacy was not around only around baseball, but it did have a larger social impact. And we wanted to develop leaders, in the case of the Jackie Robinson Foundation, and support young people in college. And I wanted to work with younger kids. I'd been a nurse midwife, and I'd always worked with babies and on up. And so when I came to baseball, I found a way to kind of support young people developing their character. And I believe in the strength of character is something about my father that this generation and other generations of kids can grab onto and benefit from.
With the, it seems like there are so many, you know, of course there's the movie 42, but there are so many other ways that your father's story has been told. Do you feel that there's anything that history or Hollywood has gotten wrong or has misunderstood about the legacy of your father?
Well, until we had 42, I thought they got it completely wrong in terms of Hollywood. I never liked the Jackie Robinson story, even though my father played himself.
But there was one that your father started.
Yes.
That your father started.
So I thought they got it really wrong. It didn't come out strength of character. It came out more he could accept it, and that wasn't him at all. And when you think of the movie, it was made in 1950, when if you were an African-American and on the big screen, you were there in a servant role. So it was not surprising that they would direct my father in a different kind of direction. So that's part of why I love 42 and Chadwick's depiction of Jackie Robinson, because he did get the strength of character that allowed him to persevere in spite of the obstacles, and that's really what's important to me.
What I found was most interesting was that after your father broke the color line, it seems like everything after that started to break down as well. You know, the desegregation of the military,
right.
And then you have Brown versus Board of Education, correct. The Montgomery bus boycott.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like so many things followed after that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in going back that sports was kind of the great equalizer of things to
mm-hmm.
show, you know, that no matter what, people have to succeed. Do you think that that message kind of helped to carry on and move forward?
Absolutely. I mean, Dr. King acknowledged that himself when my father was elected into the Hall of Fame. You know, it absolutely does. And sport, particularly baseball, because baseball at that time and still is the, you know, it's like an American icon. It is America, and it was showing how undemocratic America truly was by having segregation within baseball. And yet we claim to be such a great democratic society. So it did allow us to focus on something that was less, you know, wasn't getting the right to vote, but it was, you know, just something basic like, can we play on the field? You were qualified, you know, can we just enter the field and not be held back because of color of skin? So it was so obvious, almost, the inequity in that. I remember the night that the Little Rock Nine called my dad, you know, the young people that were integrating their school, and my father came back to our table, and he said, can you imagine, you know, these kids called me for inspiration? I think they're the most courageous people that, you know, that are out there. And, you know, but you're right. It was a catalyst for some of the efforts that followed.